Blog Talk Radio.
Now it's time for some mind, body, and soul food with host Tanya Parker.
Hello, and welcome to Mind, Body, and Soul Food. I am your host, Tanya Parker, here to dish up some deliciously delectable, consciousness-raising creations for your mind, body, and soul. Before we move forward, I always have to pause and thank the fabulous Gay Adegbolola, who brings us in with her Hungry Woman Blues, and most definitely, we do our best on this show to feed you like you want to be fed, usually first and second Sunday at 6, when we dish up a dollop of divinely delicious, natural, and holistic healing to feed your mind, body, and soul. Because of Easter this month, we shifted things a bit, so I do remember that the theory of evolution, it really wasn't the survival of the fittest, but the survival of the most adaptable. So we do our best to be Gumby and adapt as best as possible as circumstances call for. All right. Before we get started into our wonderful show, I want to tell you a little bit about myself. I answered Spirit's call long ago to work within my practice and ministry, now called Mind, Body, and Spirit Works, which is about to evolve. That will be coming soon, so stay tuned. And my mission is to facilitate expression of one's highest self through divinely inspired and assisted holistic healing, teaching, coaching, and writing services. And so over the years, my holistic table has certainly been loaded down with many different offerings, from counseling to coaching, teaching to massaging, Reiki to writing. And one of my favorite creations, almost 5 years old now, is Mind, Body, and Soul Food. And so I am so grateful for the gifted holistic healers and light workers who share space with me on Sundays. And I thank all of the wonderful listeners and callers who have made this show amazing to host. So I would like to thank those who tuned in last week. On last Sunday, we had Coach Wilma Lee, who was coming on for the fifth time in our almost five-year history. And she provided callers with a full-bloom spring forecast. And she was absolutely fantastic, as always. And, of course, she had something for those who were listening in or who would listen at a later date. So if you missed her, please check her out or any show that you may have missed on demand. So let's fast forward to the present moment, to tonight. Three of my dear friends and healing sisters are joining us tonight. And they have been called to work together as divinely inspired women. And I just love these women to life. They are amazing, and they will share who they are, and they also will tell us that love is always the answer, and they have some special things in store for us tonight. So let's give a warm mind, body, and soul food welcome to Malaika Pettigrew, Reverend Lisa Ray Brooks, and soon to be joining us is returning guest Savitri Khalsa. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening, Tanya.
Good evening.
It's an honor to be here.
The honor, the pleasure is definitely mine as well. We have been friends for so many years. I've lost track, and I must, in full disclosure, say that we all have worshipped together. Malaika, before you moved to North Carolina, you were with us. We were at Tacoma Park Chapel, where Reverend Lisa Ray is and Savitri is and I am. And so you're my spiritual sisters. You're my healing sisters. We've gotten in there and done Reiki together. We're all Reiki masters. And we've just done so many wonderful things. But I want you to get a chance to share who you are. But actually, before we start, I'm going to switch things up a little bit. And Reverend Lisa Ray, I am going to call on you, because I know this is a tradition that you all have, to lead us in an opening prayer.
Oh, that is my pleasure, Tanya. Thank you so much. Yes, each time we meet and we do conference calls regularly, we always start in prayer and we end in prayer. And sometimes we even just meditate together. But let me just light a candle, and let's open up the spirit. Let's just take some nice cleansing breaths. Just open up the spirit. Mother, Father, God, Great Spirit, our Creator, you who are known by so many names, Allah, Elohim, Yahweh, Krishna, all that is, the universe, the source. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for knowing you in so many different ways. Thank you for being with us at all times, for we are one with you and you are one with us. We invite and invoke your spirit here in this call, this moment, and to every listener who hears it, the recording now and forever. We ask that you open our hearts and our minds to what is being shared this day, and you send your loving light to everyone in every aspect of their lives for where it is needed. We ask this in the name of all that is good and holy, and we say, let it be so, and so it is.
Amen.
And so it is. Thank you. Thank you for that beautiful, beautiful prayer. And I'm continuing to breathe. I love it. Well, for our listeners who are not familiar with you, please take some time and share who you are and what do you serve at your healing table. Malaika, do you want to start?
Sure. Oh, how far do I go back? I just want to share that as a mother of three grown, beautiful adults, and I've been married to a wonderful man for almost 40 years now, that my life is full. And to complete it even more so, I have these incredible relationships with these women. And Lisa Ray and Savitri and myself, I think that we came together in a time in our lives where we were ready for the next leap into our spiritual growth. And so we came together through Tacoma Park Chapel in Silver Spring, Maryland, and learned to become spiritual healers and Reiki masters there, and to practice with a number of other wonderful people, including you, Tanya. So my life has blossomed as a flower in full bloom now. Not only do I practice Reiki healing, I am a life coach, a spiritual counselor, energy medicine healer, practitioner now, and I teach meditation. I also teach healing, and the newest addition is that I finally have the courage to teach dance. I teach dance as a healing tool, and this is something I'm particularly loving right now. So that's me.
That is definitely the nutshell version.
Yes. Right.
Thank you, Malaika.
Mm.
How about you, Reverend Lisa Ray?
Boy, I don't know if I can follow that up with anything.
Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, sure you can.
Yes, we know who we are. And I have recently retired from corporate America, and I stepped out on faith because I was led to. Basically, that was it. I am a mother. I am a sister, I am a stepmother, a grandmother, and I answered, when I stepped out away from my corporate position, my understanding at that point in time was to create spiritual Sunday school curriculum. That's something that's still underway, but in the meantime, I was led to become an interfaith minister. I was ordained at the United Nations in New York in June of 2014. Wonderful, wonderful journey. Wonderful journey. I am an associate minister at the Tacoma Park, Tacoma Metaphysical Chapel. Very happy to be there, where I met all of my sisters who are on this call today. And I also sponsor retreats. I teach. I am a coach. I am a career coach, which is what one of the things that I did. I was a mentor and a coach before I left my corporate position in the large telecommunications firm that I worked in. And I am incredibly happy. I'll just put it that way. I also consider myself a messenger of love. That's one of the things that I really feel as though is my role in this world.
And I can definitely see that. It's interesting when I asked, okay, where's our direction for the show tonight? And what came forth is love is always the answer. I had to smile because the three of you just embody love. When I am in your presence, I feel so much love. And no matter what the life circumstance is that you may be going through, the love always shines through. So I am truly appreciative of you all. We still don't have
back at us.
Oh, bless you. Thank you.
Yes.
We still don't have Savitri on the line, and she'll get a chance when she joins us. Hopefully all is well. Our listeners heard her actually a year ago. It was last April when she was on leading us in laughter yoga, and that was truly an experiment for us, doing laughter yoga in group form on Blog Talk Radio, and it was such a hoot. And speaking of the angel, I believe this is her right now. Savitri, are you with us?
I made it. Forgive me. Yes, I'm here.
There's nothing to forgive, my dear. Perfect. We were actually just having folks introduce themselves. So now it's your turn to share a little bit about who you are and what you serve at your healing table.
Oh, boy. Yes, I heard you talk about the laughter yoga. I do that here and there, and it's a lot of fun. And I practice Kundalini yoga and teach it a little bit also. And I've been an artist all my life, working with clay, pottery. And I do other creative things, and I love just being spiritual and helping people find their way in however they want to do that. But I prefer mixing in some fun. So
makes sense to me.
Yeah.
And I have some of your lovely pottery, and
yes,
you are truly gifted in your art.
Thank you.
Truly gifted.
Thank you.
And
wonderful.
We all agree that she is very gifted. Gifted at everything, actually.
Thank you.
Wow. You know, multi-talented, multifaceted. As someone said to me years ago, I had not heard this term before, Renaissance spirit. And I certainly relate to that, and I know you all probably do as well. There comes a time when we just receive so many gifts in our particular incarnation. And this time around, we have been truly blessed. And,
yes.
You know, what better way to be in gratitude than to share our various gifts. And you ladies are amazing. You're amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And, you know, I feel like the – go ahead.
I said, back at you.
thank you. It's so funny because I'm thinking about that little cartoon. Did you all ever – I'm dating myself now, truly. But it was a little cartoon, Chip and Dale, I believe. Not the dancers, but the little chipmunks, I think.
Yes.
And
yes.
They were like, you're so fabulous. No, you're so fabulous. No.
Yes, right on.
And the thing is, we're all so sincere with it. We truly mean it. There's so much love between us, you know. And I was so excited to see you all come together as divinely inspired women. We've all been friends and spiritual and healing sisters for a few years. And it's always a blessing to see people step into their gifts. And step into their power. Your success is my success. My success is your success. I truly believe that. And Malaika was saying how you all were at a point in your life where it was natural to come together. Could you tell us a little bit about how divinely inspired women evolve and what's your mission?
Well, I can share that. Back, Tanya, we realized at one of the Reiki shares that you sponsored when we had similar experiences. Because sometimes with Reiki, you have the opportunity to step into another realm, or you have experiences, or you see visions. All kinds of things happen when you are doing healing for others, and healing is being done for you, being performed for you. And we all had a similar experience, and we shared it. We shared that we'd had that experience, and we felt that we needed to come together after we worked on a retreat together. And once we did that, we decided to consciously come together as a group, because we feel that we didn't just come together, but we were reunited. We were reunited. We've each studied a great deal of spiritual and scientific information, and we have an incredible volume and wealth of knowledge between the three of us. It's incredible. It's incredible.
Mm.
And you know, what I wanted to add too. Is that we started planning and sharing our goals, our desires, our dreams, and our visions together more than a couple years ago. And this was before I actually moved to North Carolina.
Yes, yep.
I moved to North Carolina 18 months ago. And I know that Lisa and Savitri continued to do some work together, but it wasn't the Trinity, you know, as Lisa calls it. It's the divine Trinity that we are.
Yes.
And as I was growing here in North Carolina and seeking new relationships, new spiritual communities and friends, I realized that I did not have to let go of this connection that we had already established and started to grow within us. So we came back together very quickly and easily.
I remember sitting at Kefa Cafe in downtown Silver Spring. That was like we all came together, and we were just sitting there like we looked at that space. You looked at the space with me, the location, but we were all sitting there like, we're meant to do something here. We're not really sure what, but that was like, it was like the first time we were all sitting there going, kind of connecting and just kind of in a place where I wonder what's going to happen, or I don't know. It just seemed like possibilities were there for us. We just didn't know what yet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love it. So you basically said yes.
Yes.
We said yes.
Yes,
yes. You said yes.
We're still saying yes.
Uh-huh. And one of the things that happens with us when we get together is we laugh. We laugh a lot.
Yes, we do. We laugh, we pray, we meditate, we support each other, all of that.
Yes.
And we work, you know, but it's fun. It's so much fun. So, and that's what we want to share with everyone else too. We have together. We have so much love and so much fun that we have so much to give to so many others. So that's what we really enjoy doing. More than
Okay. Yeah. Wonderful. Yes. Wonderful. Well, I am so glad that the Divine Trinity of the Divinely Inspired Women have said yes to coming together tonight on Mind, Body, and Soul Food and sharing your wisdom and your healing and your laughter and your love with our listeners. And so all of you will be answering a question. And you all have said, love is always the answer. So my question for you is, what is love?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I'll begin. This is Malaika. I wanted to share with you a piece that someone gifted me, a book called The Keys of Yeshua by Glenda Green, and she channels Yeshua, or as we most of us know, as Jesus. And it's called Love is Who You Are. You cannot see yourself as love any more than the light can see itself shining. This is why you have focused your perceptions on love, on external deeds. However, to be yourself in the fullness of God's creation is none other than to love being itself. By honoring this truth, you serve God and others. Most of all, understand the power that love has to transmit itself from one soul to another, to bestow the many gifts of life, wisdom, experience, and sustenance that abound and exist for all to share. Love is the greatest medium of exchange which can penetrate any barrier. Love informs and unites souls in their common destiny so that the assembly of a few may equal the power of many. And when you know this, you are beginning to know compassion. And when you know compassion, you may enter all dimensions and know all realities, including death, without fear or judgment. As you surrender to the pathways of love, you will arise to know yourself as the love that you are. And as you move on the pathways of love, you will also begin to see the presence of divine love leading you to people, places, and situations where your love may be fulfilled. For the ultimate union of your life is between the love that you are and the love of God. This is your true actualization. And from that, I just want to share, for me, my service is to be present and mindful in my personal life and in the ways of our collective consciousness. So rather than avoid seeing, feeling, and perceiving the harsh ways that we respond to the challenges, or how we treat or mistreat one another, I choose to stay in it to win it. And we win when we are able to stay in the awareness of our Godness and that love is always the answer.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that, Malaika.
You're welcome.
And I breathe in the remembrance of that. Who would like to share next the answer to
Reverend
what is love?
That's so beautiful,
right?
Malaika. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
When I think of what is love, one of the things that comes to me is a chapter and verse from the Bible and also from A Course in Miracles. What comes to me from the Bible is 1 Corinthians 13:4, verses 4 through 8, chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects. It always trusts. Always hopes. Always persevere. And A Course in Miracles teaches us that God is but love, and so am I. Which, for me, this is such a wonderful understanding. As we quite often hear the term God is love. But when you say that God is but love, what you're basically saying is that there is nothing else that God is. God is only love. And God isn't cruel. God isn't vengeful. God doesn't punish you, ever. God only loves you, and that is God's singular response to you. God is but love, and because you are one with God, so are you. So this understanding, when you fully accept it and receive that God is one with you, and since God is love, that means without a doubt that you are love as well. And I'm going to leave that with you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Reverend Lisa Ray. And savagery.
Yes, yes. Oh, well, I wrote something that just kind of came to me. It's more maybe a little more personal of my own experience, so I'll just share that. The first thing, though, to me is it is, in a way, hard to define what love is. I think people might take it in different ways, maybe in ways that really aren't real. But love is a truth, and so the true love and the true truth is always there, and that is God. So that's sort of what we've already been talking about. But for me, love is within, and it is the God within. It's the goddess within me. It's kind of a feeling. It's that feeling that I'm merging with spirit, with God, that I'm connected to. But it's always within, inside, right here. I find this when I meditate. I feel it when I meditate. I feel it when I'm feeling gratitude, when I'm feeling thankful. I can feel that love. It's like gratitude's a branch of love. I feel love when I laugh. I mean, it's like it's such the joyful place. That's sort of another version of love. I feel it when I'm with friends, girlfriends, my partner, even my dog. We feel it, and I know it's my love is within me, just like your love is within you, and you're the one generating it. The love that I feel within me bubbles, it flows, it's created only by me. So I do that by my own, by self-care, by my own self-love, by appreciating me. I can also feel love and share it with other people that I'm with. And yet again, it's always the experience that I'm having at that moment. It's here, right here in my heart, and the feeling that I'm feeling. So also there's love that's like an action, you know, kindness or serving, giving, helping. I see all those things as other versions of love. And hold on, I got to turn the page. And when somebody gives to me, you know, I receive it and I see it and I can feel it and I compliments, you know, it's just another way of somebody loving me when they say, you did a great job and we really appreciate it. We appreciate you. So I see all these as kind of offshoots of love, self-love, kindness, giving, sharing, generosity, unselfish acts, caring, beautiful conversations, being present, and listening. Also, I talked about gratitude already, but forgiving is another way to love, to release the maybe the opposite of love. So just again, I mean, I know I keep saying, but the love comes from within. It's created within ourselves, and I think that's really important to recognize. You're not going to get it from anywhere outside of you with things or people. Those things may help, but it's not really the truth. The truth is the love within you that you're connected with God. So that's the two-way street. That is true. God and me and God are one. So if I feel the love of spirit and the love of myself, I will reflect that around me. And I shine it out, and it shines back. Mm-hmm. And when something kind of funky might happen, and I feel fear or anger, hate, doubt, attack thoughts, violence, the solution is healing with loving forgiveness. I've really been playing with that a lot. The Course in Miracles talks about that as well. So how to be in a state of constant forgiveness and releasing the pains that I might hold. So I'm finding it works well. So that's my little summary there of what I believe love is. And I'd like to lead everyone into a meditation, just a short meditation to help the folks, the peeps that are listening, to connect with their own heart and their own spirit and God, goddess, whatever you want to call it, your divine nature. So let's just close your eyes for all those that are here on this phone line. And just start breathing long and deep. So it's just a slow inhale and a slow exhale. And as you inhale, let's inhale through the top of your head. Kind of feeling coming in through the crown and then coming all the way down to the heart. And when you exhale, it goes out the front and the back. So it's sort of like a upside down T. Coming in the top, down to the heart, and out front and back. And just hold that space and breathe into the heart. For just a minute or so. Connect with your divinity. So as you're connecting, I want you to feel that place. You may feel a little warmth. You may see the tingling. I know I'm feeling a lot of warmth right now. It feels really good. So ask your soul, ask your heart and soul, what is love? And how is love the answer? Your soul has a message for you, so listen. Listen. If the soul could tell me how love is the answer, how would that show up for you? And just listen. Keep breathing. And then just remember that. Try to remember anything that's coming. And then the second question is, think of a situation in your life that you might want to see differently or change. And then drop into your heart there as you're breathing and ask, how is love the answer here? How is love the answer here in this situation that might not be so great? And just make a note of that. Your soul and your heart can only speak truth. So, at this point, we hope some of you people have found some answers. And you can stay in this breath, and just stay in this breath, and if we want to open up the lines at this point and see if people have any feedback here.
Most definitely. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, yes.
As I continue to breathe, those who would like to call in, the number is 917-889-7806. Again, that is 917-889-7806. Please make sure that you press 1 to speak with the host, and we'll be glad to take your call. If you'd like to share some insights from what you've received, what you may have gleaned from this heart breath meditation, we will be glad to hear you.
This is Reverend Lisa Ray. While we're waiting for people to call in, I just wanted to share two things that came up for me. It was really interesting because this time when we did this, because I've done this with Savitri before, this time what came up for me is that I am moving and I'm packing up my house and putting things in storage in preparation for my move. But one thing gets in the way of my move, which is TV. And what came up for me is that Game of Thrones, Scandal, all those TV shows that I watch be put on hold or DVR. You know? You don't need to watch that. That's taking your loving experience of moving out of the time frame that you wanted in. So that was the thing that came up this time. But the last time that we did this, what came up for me was an experience that I had in a previous marriage, which was not the best of relationships. In fact, you could call it an abusive relationship. And what came up for me at that time was that when I love myself more than anything else, when I put all the love that I have into me, then there's absolutely nothing that can stop me from doing what I desire to do and getting out of a situation that no longer serves me gets easier and easier and easier because of my own love for myself. Those are the two things
that came up. Thank you for sharing that, Reverend Lisa Ray.
welcome.
We have a caller from the 202 area code. Let me go ahead and let our caller share. Caller, you're on the air. Are you there?
Yes, good evening, Divine Sisters and Professor Parker. This is Whitney.
Hi, Whitney.
Hi.
Good evening.
I have a question directed to Reverend Lisa Ray Brooks.
Yes.
I wanted to know, could you go into detail and in depth about the metaphysical practices, and how do you think I should implement those practices in my life?
Okay. There are so many that we all employ. One of the simplest and easiest practices to open you up and to give you greater support from the universe is simple meditation. In the morning, if you do affirmations, which is saying that I am a student prepared for all the classes that I have to do this day or this week. I am fully supported in all the work that I do. I am a loving being and loved by God and all around me. These affirmations, when you use affirmations such as this, you place them in your energy field, and you can sit in the morning and in the evening, if you can find the time in your schedule to do that,
mm-hmm.
but meditate on them. And I don't know how much time we have, but meditation is simply taking in the breath, because you've been given the breath of God. Each breath, you're breathing God in, by the way. And when you meditate, you're clearing out the old and opening up to the new, and you're allowing those affirmations to be a part of you, not just the thought, but to be placed in your heart and your entire spirit. And once you do that, once they're there, it's like a seed that's been planted in you, and it sprouts from you as you go through your day, as you go through your week. It continues on a regular basis. But a regular practice of meditation and affirmation is very, very helpful and healthy and healing for your spiritual practice. Hope that helps.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Whitney. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Whitney.
You're welcome.
If we don't have another caller, I'd like to share an example for me of what love, when love is always the answer, how I apply it in my life. Because every day we're bombarded with stories of cruelty and violence and chaos and just how inhumanely we treat one another. And a lot of that is a part of our collective consciousness acting out ways that we have not learned our lessons, or ways that we haven't worked through old wounds, old ways of us feeling hurt. In other words, hurt people hurt people. And
mm-hmm.
so I have to look at, okay, so this statement of love is always the answer, how does that apply when I hear about someone chopping the head off another person, or someone shooting another person in the back, or abusing a child, all these things that we do? And, of course, those are the only things that we hear in the news, if that becomes the source of our information. And where I go with that, what from all the lessons that I learn and what I get in my meditation and my prayer, is that we are all connected. So when another person does something in some way, you know, it doesn't serve me to disconnect from the humanity of that person and say it's still there. They are still God as I am still God. So what is it in this person's consciousness? What is it in my consciousness that allows us to treat one another in inhumane ways? And how do I work through that so that I can continue to hold that person up and help to serve them by seeing themselves, to seeing them in ways that they cannot see themselves? In other words, that somehow, somewhere along the way, they forgot that they were God. They forgot that they were same as that person that they injured or hurt. They forgot that we are one. We are all one. So if I hold them in the light, if I continue to pray for that person, you know, I know that my prayer affects them, that my prayer affects me and my sisters and brothers, and that ultimately we are all being uplifted in that light. And yes, that holds that love will always be the answer.
Yes. And that's a challenge that I have shared as well, Malaika. And so thank you for expressing that so beautifully. We have another caller in the 202 area code, so let's take that caller and see what they have to say. Caller with the 455 exchange, you're live on Mind, Body, and Soul Food.
Hi, Professor Parker. Good evening. This is Delphine calling.
Hi, Delphine.
Hi. I have a question for one of the guests, Malaika. I have a question for Malaika Pettigrew. Hi, Malaika. Good evening.
Hello. Hi, good evening.
Yeah. My question goes thus. How can we really be sure that we still love someone who especially when they have hurt us, you know, so badly?
So the question was, how can we continue to love them?
Yes.
Well, it is a challenge, you know, like Tanya said. I think that we all struggle with that because we've learned to respond to hurt with either wanting to hurt back or withdrawing or hating them or somehow striking back. But as you know from experience, that doesn't solve anything. It doesn't solve the problem at all. So what you want to do is call upon some help, you know. We can't expect to get to this place by ourselves. So we all have great support on the other side. We have our guides, we have our teachers, we have our ancestors, and we have a lot of help on this side as well, I should say. We have our ministers, we have our teachers, we have our friends, we have our parents. And so when we're in that place of, I can't pull it out of me to love this person that has hurt me or I've seen hurt somebody so bad, I let go and I ask for help. I ask God, help me to see this differently. Help me to see good in the mess that we have made or in the mess that I see this other person has made. And I trust in that prayer. I hold on to that prayer because the answer always comes if I don't give up. If I stay in that place, it helps me to see myself, you know. There are times when I've hurt people. There are times when I have wished ill will of other people and wanted to hurt people back that have hurt me. So I know that I'm not capable. I would never chop somebody's head off or kill somebody, but I know that there are other ways of harming the spirit, of harming people. So really stepping outside of that place that this is too hard, help me. Help me, God. Help me, spirits. Help me, ancestors. Help me to get to this place where I can love myself so much and that I can feel God's love through me, that then it becomes easy to love the other, to love that person. Because they need it. They need it so desperately. Mm. Does that help?
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Thank you, Delphine. And Malaika, I would just like to add with that, you struck on some points that were so true. You know, you all talked about what love is, and love doesn't have to be being in the same space with someone all the time. And so we can love people from a distance. In fact, sometimes releasing them is one of the greatest forms of love. And so we can be self-loving and keep ourselves out of harm's way and still have love for someone that has been harmful or unloving towards us, if that makes sense.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Thank you for adding that. Absolutely. Yes.
And to add one more thing, as Malaika was talking about seeing others and sending love to them when they are hurting inside, it came to me, and I believe you may have been on the A Course in Miracles call that we hold weekly, Monday through Friday from 7 to 7:30, Tanya. This was about 3 weeks ago. I had been, just before the call, I had heard that the Ku Klux Klan was distributing pamphlets in Alabama and South Carolina and areas like that. And I said, my goodness, why is it that this group is still spreading this hate and this harmful information, and this is 2015. And what came to me very clearly was that they have fear in their hearts toward another group or another organization. And as Malaika was sharing, that fear can turn into anger, it can turn into hatred, and just be directed in very harmful ways toward others. So I began to think about young black men who are stopped by the police and shot, and it seems to be a targeting, but it's probably more of a knowledge or retraining that needs to occur. And I also started feeling that certain organizations who see any group as harmful or hurtful to themselves are generally seeing it out of fear. So what came to me was to do 30 Days of Love, where we simply see those groups that send out those harmful or do harmful acts or hurtful acts to others, just simply sit down and send them love. Because this is a very healing thing for each and every one of them. And that it just so happened that that day that that occurred, the lesson in A Course in Miracles had us place in front of us, in our minds, place the image of a person that we felt did something harmful to us and simply send them love.
Yeah.
And yes. And that was simply confirmation for me that this 30 Days of Love, which is going to be in June, and I will make sure your listeners know about it, because this is going to be a wonderful thing for us to share in. It's just free to join in for you to receive love, because in order to send love, you have to have love within you. So there are going to be different people. Right. There are going to be different people each day. Our own Reverend Jim Webb is one of them. Malaika's one, Savitri is one. Tanya, would you like a day? Because I have plenty slots.
Well, sure.
Okay. What each person is doing is coming up with a group to whom we want to send love so that they can be, and it's just letting letting it do what it do.
Just gotcha. Letting that gotcha. Up, yeah.
Right. Do all the healing and the support that we need. So you'll be.
So I wanted
Thank
to add
you
on,
for sharing
but,
that. Oh. Savitri, what was that?
Yeah, I just wanted to add on to what Lisa was saying about sending love. With the heart breath that I just showed everyone, you can actually drop into heart breath and you can do it for yourself, but you can also send it out. So it's very intentional that you actually start breathing into your own heart and then you can send the love out to anyone. And the situation may change if you start doing this. There was a woman that actually practiced this in an office meeting where it was getting a little tense. She was practicing the heart breath just as she was sitting there, engaged in the meeting. And the whole meeting changed, the whole situation that was really tense. She actually, just by breathing into the meeting that was happening, the whole way of the meeting started getting lighter and easier. So I'll tell you, it can work.
Yes. You know, and ladies, I have to tell you, my funny bone got a little tickled because my mind goes in strange places sometimes. And I'm thinking about being a Southerner, and I know I grew up in Virginia, but, you know, that's the South. It may not be deep South, but that's the South. And we have this saying, and it's, bless his heart, you know, bless your heart, you know, and often, you know, it's looked at with a giggle because when we have nothing else to say, sometimes it's said with a little sarcasm, oh, bless his heart.
Right.
And also others may respond to situations and say, well, I'll pray for him. And, it's kind of done perhaps out of a place of judgment. I think the instinct is there, but if we really, really connect it to our heart, and when we said, well, bless his heart, bless him, love to him, love to her, I'll pray for him, but really I will pray for him. I will pray for myself and what this is reflecting for me. I'll pray for this situation. It made me giggle because, you know, we say these things often in a catty way, but if we really look a little deeper below that, it's like if we really meant it, wouldn't it be a better place?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
But even though, even if you said it in a catty way, the fact that you said it is sending the love out. Because love is all there is. And once you do that, it just activates it on a deeper and more meaningful level, even if you meant it as a joke. Right. Exactly. It's just a funny thing, the way spirit works. It's beautiful.
Yes, yes. So, ladies, our call, our show is scheduled to go to 7 or so. We can go a little bit beyond. I just wanted to give any other callers an opportunity to call in if they wanted to share, if they have a question for one or any of the divinely inspired women, or if they want to share what came to them during the heart breath meditation. The number is 917-889-7806. Press 1 to speak with the host, and we'll definitely take your call. I would like to share what came to me during the meditation, and it's something that's been in an existence for quite some time, and it's this judgment I have towards myself. And I call myself a recovering perfectionist. And just needing to do things in a certain way and really working on releasing that. And periodically, things will come up, and I can be so hard. I can be my own worst critic. And I know I'm not alone in that. I know other people may share in that as well. But just really allowing that love to come through and just wash that away and wash that away and know that any step I take, any move I make, even if there are consequences that I may not necessarily want or someone else may not appreciate, it's all love. It's all love.
You got it. You got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's a constant journey, you know, because we've been told so long, all our lives, that it's something else, that we are less than or not up to the par or all kinds of reasons to think that it's not, that we're not in a state of love. But love exists there whether we know it or not. But when we acknowledge it, when we say, even if you don't believe yourself, just try this also. Look in the mirror and say, I love you. Look in the mirror and say, I love you. Then say, I really love you. And then you say your name. You know, you say, Whitney, I really love you. And see what that does for you, because it's absolutely true. It is absolutely true.
As I always tell my speech students, there are times when you just have to fake it till you make it. You know, borrowing that phrase from Alcoholics Anonymous, and you may not feel it initially, but that vibration of those words, we know Dr. Emoto's studies and, you know, the impact of words and on the water molecules, and the more loving, kind, beautiful words have these beautiful crystalline formations, and the words that are more ugly and hurtful and harsh have these formations that are unattractive, that are similar to waters that are polluted. You know, we are such a huge percentage of water. I was reminded of that recently. And, you know, if we say these words to ourselves, even if we're not quite there in meaning them, you are so right, Reverend Lisa Ray, that can be such a powerful experience. Yes. So, ladies, I want to make sure that folks know how to follow up with you and also to know what is next for Divinely Inspired Women, whether it's other group endeavors that you have or what you're working on individually. Please share so that we can keep track of you and support you and be supported by you.
As a group, this is Reverend Lisa Ray. As a group, the next thing that we have on our agenda, but we are going to intersperse some more in between before then, is a retreat. It's a 3-day retreat in July in Reisterstown, Maryland, right outside of Baltimore, and it's called the Awareness, Awakening, and Renewal Retreat. This retreat helps people to open up to their own specific gifts, and to also feel greater love. It brings about joy, love, peace, all these things that we look for in our lives, and it happens in a simple weekend. You can get more information about it by either calling 1-888-991-8176. Again, that's 1-888-991-8176. Or you can go to the website, which is awarenessretreat2015.eventbrite, eventbrite.com. That's awarenessretreat2015.eventbrite.com. And each of us is presenting at this retreat. As I said, it's a weekend retreat, and you can find all about the pricing. And Tanya, I'm going to create a special promotional price for your listeners if they type in mind body, okay? I'm going to create
all right.
that. It's not yet done. You have to give me a day or so, and I'll get that ready, and anyone who wants to go to the website will get a promotional discount for the retreat because you were a listener on this call.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I have to say, having gone last year, it was such a powerful experience, and I am looking forward to this year and serving in whatever capacity comes up. I know I'll do sacred healing, but I am there to support you wonderful ladies and to be supported. That's what I loved because I got to sit back. I wasn't doing a retreat. I was receiving. Yay!
Yay.
Yes.
And you were wonderful. Thank you.
Awesome. So what else is coming up, ladies?
Well, one of the wonderful things about the three of us that we do wonderful retreats and events together, and we also do other opportunities individually as well. For example, Savitri did a retreat this weekend in Maryland, and I have the honor and pleasure to partner with our very own Tanya, sponsoring a retreat in North Carolina, my side.
Right.
Hey,
for
Akalaki bound, yes.
There you go. A wonderful opportunity. I'm sure she has shared it with you and will continue to share it with you. But it's going to be a lot of fun if you all are free May 16th for the whole day. What a wonderful opportunity. Please join us.
Yes, yes. So that's the Mind, Body, and Soul Food Healing Buffet, which is a divinely delicious day of relaxation, restoration, and transformation for women by women. And Savitri participated in the one back in September in the Maryland area,
yes.
And we have some wonderful folks on tap for North Carolina. So it's definitely my honor and pleasure to work with Malaika and to have it at the beautiful Stone Circles at the Stone House in Mebane. That's what my cousin told me. I was saying Mebane near Durham. He said, no, that's called Mebane.
That's right. Get it right, girl.
I got to get it right. I can't go down south and just mangle the words, right? All right. And anything else happening close up on the agenda?
I just finished teaching a retreat, and it was called Women's Empowerment and Wellness Weekend. So I'm pooped.
Ooh.
I don't know when the next one would be, but it was really, really great. So I'm not sure yet. I'll have to let you all know.
There will be a next one.
There will be, yes, yes.
Yay. All right. We heard it here, so you are now committed.
Yes, I am. I'm committed to helping women. Yes,
there
I
you
empower
go.
Myself.
There you go.
I empower myself by helping women. I think we all do that. We're all women here, and we help, we serve, and we empower each other by helping others. So it's the only way to go.
I hear that. I hear that. So how can folks follow up to contact you all? I need contact information for you all.
Okay. Well, you can contact me at serenityandjoywellness.com. That is my website. If you want my email, should I give an email too? If you just
sure.
want to directly, if you want to directly email me, it's SK Radiating Light, RadiatingLight, @gmail.com. So that's Savitri's info.
And for me, My website is www.ashe.com, or you can email me at Malaika P. That's MALAIKAP with the number 1 at gmail.com.
And
wonderful.
My website is foldedmysteries.org. That's UNFOLDEDMYSTERIES.org. And I can be emailed at lisa-brooks@att.net.
Wonderful. Ladies, do you have any final morsels on love that's coming forth that you would like to share with our listeners before we start to close out?
Love makes all things sweeter.
Mm.
Because it is always the answer. It is, whether we believe it or not. Meaning that just as we say God is, love is, because God is love.
Mm. Can't beat that equation right there.
Yeah. And I'll just say true love is within you. It's within each of us. And that's the best way to find it first and
yeah.
know it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Malaika, any more from you, or do you feel complete?
I'm actually feeling complete because I'm getting ready to, I mean, have to head on out in the car. It might be a little noisy on my end. So I wonder, we always end with a prayer, so I'm going to pass it back to Lisa Ray or Savasi,
yeah.
if you wouldn't mind. It's going to be too noisy on my end. Right, we do. Okay, whose turn is it?
Okay. Thank you. And I love the opportunity to pray. This is one of my favorite things in the world. Mother, Father, Great Spirit, Goddess, all that is, we thank you for your love and your light. We thank you for the laughter and the joy. We thank you for our beautiful, beautiful hostess, Reverend Tanya Parker. We thank you for the love that she imparts to one and all. We thank you for the joy and the vibration that we exist in when we step into her energy, even though we may be miles apart. We thank you, O God, for setting us on this path and for giving us this information about loving ourselves and one another. We receive it, we activate it, we acknowledge it, and we thank you for it. In the name of all that is good and holy, we say amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that beautiful prayer, opening and closing. And thank all the divinely inspired women, Savitri Khalsa, Malaika Pettigrew, and Reverend Lisa Ray Brooks. You all have been so amazing. And we will continue with other amazing guests. Just want to invite listeners to tune in again on the first and second Sunday in May at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On May 3rd, we will feature powerful intuitive Pamela Baker, another one of our Tacoma Park Chapel family, and she will provide us with answers from astrology. And on the 10th, for our special Mother's Day show, we will feature Mia Redrick, who is a speaker, coach, best-selling author known for her Time for Mom Me series of books, and she is also the mom strategist on America Now TV show. So I'm really looking forward to that. I invite you to visit my website, mindbodyandspiritworks.com. For more information about my holistic healing, teaching, writing services, and feel free to connect with me on Facebook as Throat Chakra Shaman, like the Mind, Body, and Soul Food page there. And you can also find me on Twitter as Fifth Chakra Shaman. I'm also on LinkedIn. And, of course, I invite you to like my show and follow me on Blog Talk Radio. So this evening, we were divinely inspired by our holy trinity of divinely inspired women, Reverend Lisa Rae Brooks, Savitri Khalsa, and Malaika Pettigrew. For leftovers, I will leave you with some mind, body, and soul food to go from an unknown source. Love is the one option that is always open to you. And may you answer with love and be answered with love until we next dine again at the mind, body, and soul food table.
One, two,
yeah.
Thank you. Well, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Give it to me, baby. I'm a